With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Vice President Harris opposes U.S. Steel's sale to a Japanese firm.
Vice President Kamala Harris used a joint campaign appearance with President Joe Biden in the critical swing state of Pennsylvania Monday to say that U.S. Steel should remain domestically owned, concurring with the White House's months-long opposition to the company's planned sale to Japan's Nippon Steel. Her comments came during a rally before cheering union members marking Labor Day in the industrial city of Pittsburgh, where Harris said U.S. Steel was, quote, an historic American company, and it is vital for our country to maintain strong American steel companies. Nippon Steel reacted to Harris's comments by saying it was confident that its, quote, acquisition of U.S. Steel would revitalize the American steel rust belt, benefit American workers, local communities, and national security in a way no other alternative can. Bernie Bennett reporting.
The Communications Workers of America walking away from the table in negotiations with AT&T. The union released a statement Monday saying it's no longer interested in mediation with the communications company. The union said it believes mediation was a delay tactic. Over 17,000 employees are on strike in the Mid-South. Also at SRNnews.com, there may be good news for workers who fear they'll lose their jobs due to artificial intelligence.
The recent experiences of a number of companies suggest that AI may not prove to be the job killer many people had feared. Instead, business observers say the technology might turn out to be more like major technological advances from the past. Things like the steam engine, electricity, and the internet. That is, eliminate some jobs while creating new ones, and probably making workers more productive along the way, to the eventual benefit of themselves, their employers, and the economy. Bob Agner reporting.
Suspected attacks by Yemen's Houthi rebels have targeted two ships in the Red Sea. The Monday attacks happened where crews hope to salvage another burning tanker. This is SRN News. A warning about religious liberty, SRN's Michael Harrington explains.
Sam Brownback used to be U.S. Ambassador for International Religious Freedom. These days, he's worried about what's going on in this country. Brownback tells the Christian Post that Americans are going to have to stand up for their religious freedom or it's going to be taken away. The former ambassador warns, quote, the Supreme Court doesn't set the culture of the country. We do. It's the people. You're going to have to fight a little bit or it won't matter. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Alabama can continue enforcing its ban on sex change procedures on kids. The 11th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals has declined to reconsider a January decision that let the law take effect. The law imposes up to 10 years in prison for administering puberty or hormone blockers on those under the age of 19. 25 states now have similar bans. The Supreme Court will consider the issue next term. This is SRN News. A setback for many athletes in Paris during the Paralympic Games.
Paralympic triathlon events have been postponed because of poor water quality in Paris's River Seine. The decision to delay the triathlon events came as rainstorms hit the French capital 2 days in a row. Heavy rains caused wastewater and runoff to flow into the river, leading to a rise in bacteria levels, including E. coli. This is the second schedule change for the para-triathlon events. They had initially been scheduled to take place over 2 days, but were moved because of rain forecasts. The disruption is another hiccup for the city's efforts to clean up the river for future public swimming, one of Paris's most ambitious promises ahead of hosting the Olympics and Paralympics this summer. I'm Karen Chemas.
A new survey shows the use of cannabis among young adults is at historically high levels. More details at SRNnews.com.